producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. In addition to being a broadcaster hosting a daily morning program around the country called The Good Day Show and the weekend show having to do with health, I have decided it was time for me to take what I have learned and or experienced in the world of radio and broadcasting and merge it with what I know in my life as a dairy farmer, having been around cows all my life. I've been raising Jersey animals for more years than most people want to give me credit for. And as a result of that, I have come to the conclusion that there is a gaping hole in terms of information and help, because I feel it. This week here in Massachusetts, where my farm is, the state had what they call Farm Day at the State House, where the governor comes and politicians come, and they glad-hand everybody and tell them what a wonderful job they're all doing on behalf of the farmers, when we all know that's a bunch of baloney. There are very few states that even understand the problems that agriculture has. They're so far behind the food bill or the farm bill, whichever we want to refer to as the federal bill, that so many states depend on for whatever direction they're going to go in, has been a disaster. There's one that's been passed. Is it what it's supposed to be or needs to be to benefit the American family farmer? One can look at it and read it and shake one's head. There's just so much in this bill that has to do with nothing that has to do with agriculture, frankly. It's food stamps. It's who's on the dole. It's all of this stuff that's been weaved together. And it doesn't address, because of subsidies and aid that's been given to the big agribusinesses, it doesn't address the real needs, in my opinion, of the American family farmer, the backbone of agriculture in our country since the country was established. So I believe it is my job here every week for an hour to take a look at or listen to people who have various areas of expertise that address the needs. I see a problem. I want to see a solution or a fix to the problem. And so that's what we spend our time here on the American Farmer, Family Farmer doing. So the first part of the program is going to be devoted to the agricultural extension offices that are available around the country. How many of you know about agricultural extension offices? In general, they basically refer to research that's done to help farmers. Often it's aimed at helping with some of the bigger farms, the kind of seed that's available and what its value is and what you should buy. And so a lot of it's connected to the county extension offices, anyway, are connected to the state ag system. And so you can go online often and find your local county extension office. As a matter of fact, there's a good website called pickyourown.org. That's pick your own altogether, PICKYOUROWN, pickyourown.org, which lists the Farm Extension Office, which is supposed to be part of the federal program. It lists this office as is closest to you. So if you're looking for help with a question about things on your farm or anything that has to do with agriculture, oftentimes the solution is this local county extension agent from the Cooperative Extension Service of the federal government. And their help is free. So if you want to find your local county extension agent's office, you go to pickyourown.org, and it will locate for you through this non-profit educational network all of the state offices, a lot of the land-grant universities. Because I'm in Massachusetts, I think most of the states that are called commonwealths have what has been referred to as land-grant colleges. The University of Massachusetts is one of them. I think University of Pennsylvania, Penn State, I'm not sure, maybe both of them, and I shouldn't say that without knowing for sure, but at one of the schools in Pennsylvania, I think Virginia has them as well. Those are the noted ones, the ones that I know of, but I know that there are other states that have these county extension services, and they have these, you know, the offices are there basically to help you do research, practical, useful information that many of us, as we are small business owners, small family farms, small businesses. And so the rural part of our country, actually, that's how it started, but now you can find them in communities of all sizes around the country. They are aimed at giving you the help that you need. What should I use for fertilizer? How much nitrogen should I put on my corn? That kind of stuff. Just looking at, actually, I did a quick search while I was starting our conversation here. There are 100 colleges and universities in the land-grant university system around the country. Yes, there are schools in Massachusetts and Pennsylvania and Virginia because they were the original commonwealths. They had the original land-grant colleges, but now this has been extended to states all across the country. Congress gives them federal support, so they're aimed at helping people. It's kind of like a grown-up 4-H system, and I hope people that are in the 4-H system don't mind me making reference to this because it's actually true. 4-H system was a private way of getting help for youngsters coming up, mostly women, young women, but sometimes men involve themselves in 4-H. There aren't many of them around in many states like there used to be, although somebody asked me the other day, would I help in forming a 4-H unit in my farm around this area, because there hasn't been one for a long time. And I said, yeah, I'd like to do that because it's a source of I love to teach children about this. My whole farm, frankly, is devoted to saving bovines. I have a sanctuary on my farm and also have a teaching facility in the milking barn. It's sort of set up as a classroom with information on all the hallway walls about the various breeds of cows, gestation periods for cows, what they need to eat. And I mean, it's just a long list of things that people as they're growing up, because kids don't know anything about farms anymore. They don't. They, other than your children, and if you're in a rural community, your kids and their friends know about farming. But if you live in a suburban area or an urban area, you know as well as I do that very few children know anything other than the milk comes from the store, the produce comes from the store, the meat comes from the store, everything comes from the store. Where do you get your feed? I'm sorry, feed. Talking about children as if they were cows. Where do you get your food? We're a grocery store. No, that's not true. It comes from the farm. And so that extension of information is something that also, it seems to me, comes out of the need for all the stuff we put together. Now, 4-H, I'm digressing a little bit here, but I think this is also important to know. For people who are listening to this program, which is, again, called the American Family Farmer, we're aimed at helping solve problems. And I think one of the biggest problems coming along for farmers is that there is nothing coming along behind, especially if it's a family farm where the kids see how hard the parents have worked and they don't want to do it anymore. There are a lot of young new farmers that are coming into the picture that are not trained by the experience of growing up on a farm, but they are trained by these colleges in all the states around the country that have ag divisions and departments. Does that mean that they have the same practical knowledge as someone who's been on the farm? No. Can they learn on the job? Yes. If there are schools or incubators called farms that encourage people, I do. I want people to come. As a matter of fact, I have a group of youngsters from a college sorority and fraternity at the University of New Hampshire coming to my farm next weekend. I think I told the story a little bit for some of you who listen with regularity. I had a tragedy on my farm. If you go to Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, you can see the story of what happened in February. Barn collapsed, killing some cows. It knocked my milking herd, which is during the good weather months, as high as 120, 130, 140 cows, mostly Jerseys, brown cows, A2 milk. we produce in the good weather. Well, we were down to 73 or 74 cows at the time of the building collapse. And after that, when the cows got killed, or the shock that went through the 40 cows that were under the roof before they got it off of them, basically had to dry them all off because they just stopped giving milk. That's what happened. Cows are very sensitive beings, very, very sensitive beings. So as a result of that, they many of them stopped milking. Well, we're down to 29 cows now. After a herd of 74 milking a month ago, with all the problems, I'm down to 29. And this is an area that we're trying to find replacement animals for them, as I have about 100 cows that are going to calf during the normal season, but they're not ready to calf yet. So we need, in the next month, some supplementary milk. Trying to find it around here? Impossible. Nobody, the farms are going out of business because there's nobody coming along that understands agriculture, especially animal husbandry. Animal husbandry is a thing that's very, very important, and it just isn't, you know, it's not something that people are learning. So when I see the 4-H programs that are focused on home canning kits and things that are all about preparing food that you may have grown in your garden, that's swell, but it doesn't teach you a lot about what life is really like on the farm. And so, in a moment, we'll meet Daryl Droomgoo, who is from the Agricultural Extension Office at Texas A&M. And Mr. Droomgoo and I are going to talk about the need for the Agricultural Extension Office and how it works, perhaps, in your area. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com now.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators January Flooring Sale. Right now, you can get 20% off our already low prices on our thickest and best laminate. And our natural maple laminate is an unbeatable 49 cents. That's 50% off. Or get beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid prefinished Brazilian Koa at 40% off. Gorgeous engineered hardwood like gunstock oak up to 50% off. Plus get more great deals starting at just 59 cents. And get special financing. Hurry before these deals are gone. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down the potty training town. Hashtag twins, hashtag savings.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Part of this week's focus here on the American Family Farmer is our relationships with the agricultural extension services. Some states have them. The feds have them. Some are better than others. I find in my own reality, some of the things that they spend their time on, you could do without. Other things that they come up with are important considerations for how we plan our business. I'm very much into these days, as we enter the new year, of planning, budgeting, knowing what's going on, because it's just more important all the time. There are so many ways to spend your money and so many ways that people that you're doing business with are going to try to keep you from making money. So I would offer an example of what's going on in the real marketplace, and not that I'm suggesting you think of something else to do, but keep in mind this factor, especially for those of you, this can be applied to any section of agriculture. Matter of fact, it can be applied to any section of business. But I'm going to use a specific example here of what's going on in the beef market and how the price that you're being paid on the hoof is changing because in part of this reality, the reality that last year, 400 million fewer animals were killed because more people are opting for a plant-based diet. You have to know, this program focuses on the family farmer, the businesses the family farmers are running, and the locavore movement, the people who are using what you're growing. And fewer people are using beef because they, for whatever the reason, whether you consider it good or bad, they just don't want to. And so rather than you fight the trend, what can you do with those assets that will make you money? Is there a different product that you can grow, a different animal? 93% of people are going to eat meat. Difficult to imagine that everybody is going to cease eating meat. But the world eats less meat now, and more of that is on the way. Meat consumption has been declining in our country by 10% a year for the past 8-10 years. For example, the U.S. raised and killed 9.5 billion land animals for food last year, and the year before that, it was almost 10 billion. This year, it's expected to be about 9 billion. So those of you who are into this kind of farming, what do you do instead of just throwing up your hands and giving up to change who you're selling to or what you're selling? That would be my idea. There are plenty of people who are interested not necessarily in eating beef, but they might eat chicken, they might eat poultry. There's more and more demand. We're importing more of that now, in case you didn't know it, than we used to. I'm looking at how you sell. I'm in Los Angeles, as it happens at the moment. Team convinced the school district here to switch to Meatless Mondays. So the program saves 700,000 meat-based meals a week. That's the reality. They're going out and they're saying, you have that beef checkoff and, you know, you expect to have people buy more beef. Look at the signs up and down the highway for Chick-fil-A. There are other people who want to shut it down because they'll tell the listener or the viewer that the value of your product is not good anymore. And they'll come up with eight or ten different reasons why it doesn't work. And they all have support because the news media is basically, especially the national news media, is not on your side. The people who run these networks, the people who run many of the national newspapers and magazines, they don't see it the way you see it because they've divorced themselves. Many, if you'd have had this conversation in 1950, it would have been entirely different because many more people had their beginnings on the farm. They lived on the farm. They understood the farm. But today, nobody gets that anymore. Nobody grows up on the farm. Amounts to anything. So you've got to sell to everybody no matter what their age. And beef doesn't sell. Kids look at those pictures of those cows. They don't want to eat them. They don't. So I suggest to you that part of the reason for having these agricultural extension offices is that they can help you to plan better for your future. A tip from Doug Steffen and the American Family.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. We're together for an hour to discuss the needs, the interests of the American family farmer. I'm a dairyman, and so sometimes my interests fall in that area. You can understand that. But I have a lot of friends who are produce guys, and so they're working the other side of the street. And I'm interested not only for the dairy people, but for people who are, whether it's in the local food and produce department or whether, in fact, we're talking about people who are producing large amounts of grain and corn. All of the people who have family farms know that there is a big interest and need for us to figure out what's going on and how do we get the best out of, for example, this bill we were talking about, the farm bill. What's in it for the American family farmer? We're going to go through what the services may be available through the agricultural extension offices that are all around our country. Daryl Dromgoole is an associate director with the Texas A&M system. Daryl, good to have you here on the American Family Farmer.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Tell us about the system, your system, the Texas A&M system, and how these things work. That is the extension office. I remember how they work when I was a kid, but I don't know if they are still working the same. And obviously, people want to know how they can use these services. This is basically a service of the federal government, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. We're a unique agency in terms of our funding, in terms of how we are funded in the state of Texas and nationally. We have federal funding that comes through the USDA. Then we also have state funding through our land-grant university. In my case, in Texas, that's Texas A&M University. And then we have county funding that is provided by the counties in our state in Texas. In 254 counties of our state, we have funding that equates in Texas about $33 million of funding that goes for extension programs that is provided by our county government. So we have a very unique partnership in terms of federal, state, and local partners in terms of our funding. In my mind, we're one of the most unique agencies in the world in terms of education. We have the opportunity because we have educators actually embedded in the communities in every county in the state of Texas. Actually, we have 250 county offices out of 250. We have a couple of counties that in our state that don't that share a county, that share an agent. But we have a local contact in every county that can provide educational information, can provide information to landowners, to farmers, ranchers, and also to the citizens of the state of Texas. We can literally touch all 25 million Texans through extension education in our state, and that's pretty true throughout the nation, I think.
All right, so let's talk as to how farmers individually can benefit the sort of services that are offered. And by the way, I'm somewhat familiar with the Texas A&M system. A very good friend of mine is the president of the Stevensville A&M College, which okay. I noticed your area code is 979, and I think that's his as well. But most of the colleges, I'm sure they're as extensive as what goes on there, but I think that generally speaking, the Texas A&M system, obviously because of the nature of the state of Texas, is very ag-oriented. And I think that what I've seen at Stevensville has been a lot of research, because there's a big emphasis on ag there, on what the experimental stations, the dairy side of it, especially because that's the side I'm interested in, the students are learning about cows. But then also there's information provided for those who want to know what's new in planting, what's new in seed, what's new, what can we do if we have a problem with not enough water, those sorts of things. Chemical research is done a lot. So what are sort of the things in Texas that people are most needing from people like you, as an example?
I guess from our county offices, probably we do every couple of years, we do what we call an issue ID, where we identify issues that are important to the people in the state of Texas, and every county does that. So we get feedback from about 60,000-70,000 volunteers across the state of Texas that help us, farmers, ranchers, dairymen, homeowners, that tell us what some of those issues are that are affecting their life, and that we need to be focusing educational programming to direct that. But some of them that have been very important have been water conservation, water quality, and being a dairyman, I'm sure you can relate to some of the water issues that we have to address in terms of water conservation and water quality in the dairy industry. But as you look at homeowners in the city of Houston, we look at the appropriate types of plants to plant in the landscape that are less water intensive in terms of usage of water, that are less we try to take what we do is take the research that's developed at research stations like at Stevensville that he was mentioning, and we take that information and then we provide it to the general public. And our job is to be that conduit between research and the general public, the family farmer, to provide them with the best kind of information so they can make decisions to help them make good, educated decisions on their own personal property, to where they can make better decisions and implement best practices in a way with all the information. And that may be varieties of plants, and it may be conservation methods. It might be management of manure in the feed yard business in the Texas Panhandle. So it's a wide variety. It may be soil testing, where we deal a lot with nutrient management in terms of managing nutrients with our family farmers, to where they can get the most bang for their buck when they spend dollars on fertilizers. We work a lot with our row crop producers in the irrigation to ensure that they are utilizing the most efficient technology, to where we can efficiently apply irrigation and where it's more cost effective for them, but also utilizes less water, which is a very scarce resource in the state of Texas and the drought that we've been experiencing down here.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's say somebody in another state. The different climates present different opportunities or different problems. And I guess that we rely a lot on the state university system. You're suggesting that. And I mentioned earlier on the 4-H and some of the other youth activities. I was also talking about a group, University of New Hampshire. I had a situation on my farm where I had a building collapse, some cows died. There's a lot of work that needs to be done here. And I had a group of students from the University of New Hampshire volunteer, 20 members of a sorority and 20 members of a fraternity, to come down and work on the farm. And I was thinking, what a great opportunity to learn for me about what they're learning and to see how it differs. I never went to school for this. I just learned by doing. And I got to wonder sometimes if, in fact, there is more learning by doing or more learning by going to school, or is the best possible scenario a combination of both?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I obviously do believe it's a combination of both. I'm a first-generation college educated individual. My parents, neither one, grandparents never went to college. And my dad used to tell me he had a PhD in the school for hard knocks. He had to learn it the hard way. But many times I think the kind of information he got, you know, he relied heavily on extension, and that was actually what lured me to a career in extension, was his involvement with extension. And I think it was that relationship that the university has with outreach to individuals in the community that's very appealing to people. It provides a lot of experiential learning, lots of doing, you know, learning by doing. And so I think a combination of applied sciences with maybe some of the more technical sciences is sometimes is more effective.
All right, give us an example. If you were talking to Daryl Drumgoole, who is associate director of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, which is an arm of the federal extension services that are being offered. Give us a problem that you've been confronted with and you have solved. Will you, Daryl? An example.
When I was in a county, it's been about 20 years ago, I've been in administration 20 years, but when I was in a county, we was faced with some issues that were associated with a unique insect, corn borers, that was actually coming out of some rice fields on the Gulf Coast. And these stalk borers that we had never experienced in corn, we had no threshold, we had no real data that supported us treating this particular insect. And by working with our entomologists in College Station and working with them, we actually developed a threshold for when it was economically feasible for producers to spray and to treat those insects, because, you know, we did know there were beneficials that affected that, but we had no idea because we had not experienced that in corn. In fact, all the literature suggested that that particular issue would not be a problem in that particular situation from that particular situation. Another situation that I'm very pleased with is that we developed a physiological management program for cotton producers that was computer generated, where we actually did some plant mapping and then managed a crop based upon various parameters through a computer system that was very beneficial to some producers in the community. And what we was faced with there, the problem was that we were trying to produce cotton in an area that was prone to hurricanes and a shorter season, so we had to take a fairly long season cotton and try to manage it like a short season cotton and make it more efficient. And so those are just two examples that I've been personally involved in that I think has been beneficial and helpful to producers.
Yeah, I think that's a great example. I also understand that a lot of these things that you're working on are in the form of webinars that people can get themselves involved in. Farmers can either take them during the day or at night, but a lot of things are available to farmers now online that never used to be, obviously, because the technology wasn't there, right?
Absolutely. I think it's obvious to me, it's obvious to me that in the future that we will have our online presence is going to be critical in extension. The ability to provide information to users in a very user-friendly platform, and that's going to be through their smartphones, that's going to be through utilizing webinars, that's going to be providing information to them when they want it, because we are just so well connected. The society that we live in now, that's not going to go away. The next generation of our clientele have grown up. That's the way they've learned. And so there's going to be greater emphasis placed, at least in Texas, on our ability, and I think nationally through the eExtension Network. In fact, right now as I speak, it's concluding a conference in California that is a group of Extension educators meeting as we speak in California, wrapping up a conference that's related to development of technology to provide online educational information and online learning to clientele. So that's obviously going to be important.
Daryl, thank you. Daryl Droomgool, who is with the Agricultural Extension Office with the Texas A&M Universities in Texas. As we continue our move forward, the American Family Farmer here.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators' January flooring sale. Right now, you can get 20% off our already low prices on our thickest and best laminate. And our natural maple laminate is an unbeatable 49 cents. That's 50% off. Or get beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid prefinished Brazilian Koa at 40% off. Gorgeous engineered hardwood like gunstock oak up to 50% off. Plus, get more great deals starting at just 59 cents and get special financing. Hurry before these deals are gone. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Last night, Cheryl Logging made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town.
around. Hashtag twins. Hashtag savings.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more fights!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heat.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer, a weekly broadcast that focuses on the needs, the problems, the issues, and how to solve them that America's family farmers are in no small way encountering. I'm a family farmer. I'm a broadcaster as well, but I've been around cows and dairy all my life. So I come to you with a degree of bias, frankly, and opinion, and hopefully clarification of some of the facts. One of the things in my commentary this week is, if we build this whole program together, sometimes we have a single thread, sometimes we have a couple of threads that go through the program. This is an issue that sort of goes with what I said about a half hour ago in my overview of what's going on with agriculture that focuses on beef. The issue of antibiotic use in animal agriculture raises a lot of big questions, both inside and outside the ag community. How much or how little or if all at all to use antibiotics? What should be given to animals that are going to become food, part of the food supply? And who makes those decisions? Do you, the farmer, make them? Does your vet make them? Does the government make them? Does the food, the restaurant, or the store, ultimately, you're the consumer, so I think you're the one who's going to predicate what happens here, because ultimately all these other pieces fit into the food chain that ultimately ends up with the people who consume your product making the decision. How will you know what is the best practice for your animals and for the people who are going to consume them if they're eating meat or poultry or whatever it is? They may be into lamb. I don't know, whatever it is. The conversations about antimicrobial resistance
is an insular one, I have found. There was a Farm Foundation forum recently focused on antibiotic use in animal agriculture. And so as I look at the returns, I didn't go, but I saw some reviews. The medical professionals, the animal health professionals, the producers who are professionals, regulators who write public policy, we're all in attendance here. And there wasn't anybody from the consumer end, which is, again, kind of seems kind of foolish. As I point out what I said a few minutes ago, it's the consumer who predicates what it is that you got to grow something that people want to buy. You have to do something for work that people want to support. And so I think the farm community is at least partly to blame because we've gotten stuck in our own cycle of forgetting to understand that we're dealing with the perception of the food consumer. And many times the perception they have is made outside the box by people who have an agenda, people who don't want to see meat produced or pork produced. They don't like the way the animals live and whatever it is. So, you know, if you're McDonald's, you're fighting some of the pictures that we've seen. I mean, I remember seeing when I went to the slaughterhouse, these horrible old animals that hardly could walk on death's door, and they kill them just in time to get the meat out of them and use them for their hamburgers. Well, public understands that now, and they don't want it. They don't want, I mean, there's this new, let me focus on hog production for a little bit. Smithfield was just bought out by a Chinese company. You know that, right? But the Smithfield people here have to keep their eyes on the ball because the Chinese don't care. They're going to bring over whatever they can from here and sell over there and vice versa. The question that they have is, you know, they know about cattle and beef, but there hasn't been a lot of discussion about antibiotics in pork. Now there is. Consumers are saying they want antibiotic-free meat no matter what it's from, whether it's a cow, whether it's a pig, whether it's pork, whether it's lamb. It doesn't make any difference. Poultry. So you're seeing a bundling of how animals might be raised, tagging along with the no antibiotics priority. If I were you and I were raising animals for people to eat, I'd make sure everybody knew I wasn't using any antibiotics. And you can say, well, how do we keep them from disease and that sort of thing? There are ways of doing it. You got to do the research. I'm telling you, the board of directors of these companies, they're going to go after everybody. They're going to look at McDonald's now promoting the BHT and that sort of thing. It's something that's coming. So my advice to you, based on my experience, is to get away from any of the antibiotics as quickly as you can and use that as a selling point. My advice from my experience, I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744.